producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Hi, this is Robert Reese, and welcome to the CEO Show. This week, you'll learn with over 500,000 listeners the secrets of success from a top CEO. No sound bites, no gotchas. Instead, you'll hear direct insights, stories, and wisdom on personal leadership and on growing your business. Unfiltered and straight from the most successful CEOs. Hope you enjoy. Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Teresa White. How are you, Teresa?
I'm well.
And Teresa is the president of Aflac USA. Can you do the Aflac duck for us?
Oh, of course, Robert. I'll do it for you. Aflac.
There you go. And I've seen many of those little ducks I have in my office. I love them. And it's a phenomenal company. It's won all types of awards in terms of most ethical companies, has some of the fastest growing revenue, one of the best companies to work for. Talk about the organization of Aflac and how you really view it.
Well, certainly. You know, Aflac, you know, when we look at Aflac, we think about it from the perspective of everyone needing a lifeline. And we believe that consumers who still can't afford $1,000 in out-of-pocket expenses associated with sickness and health need that lifeline. And Aflac is there to help consumers fill gaps in their insurance coverage. And so I'm very excited about what we're doing with a number of our initiatives here at Aflac, because we're really there to help the consumer fill gaps in their time of need.
So talk about what the whole customer experience is then, who you reach, who are the people you can add most value to, and what you supply them with.
Well, Aflac, we reach various customers through the worksite. We have broker distributors as well as our field agent, career agent distributors. And our primary, we have about 90% of our business in the small case market. And when I say small case market, these are employers with less than 50 employees. But we also have a good amount of business in the mid and large case markets that are generally worked with our broker distribution. And what we offer is a supplemental voluntary product that allows for the consumer to fill gaps in their health coverage. Many of the consumers today have high-deductible health plans, and those high-deductible health plans require that consumers have about $1,000 or so of out-of-pocket expense. Well, many consumers don't have that money. And so our coverage helps them to provide, to fill those gaps and provide for their families so that they're not at a place where they're having to make choices with regard to their health care.
And now let's talk about the culture. Aflac has won all types of awards in terms of its culture, being a great place to work for. What do you find is unique about the culture?
I think what's unique about the culture is we truly do put the customer at the center of what we do. We look at, you know, we have seven commitments at Aflac, and we call it the Aflac Way. And when I think about the Aflac Way, that's really the Aflac brand for our culture. So we branded our culture. And it's all around shooting straight with the customer. It's all around covering the customer and not your behind. It's all around, you know, solving the problems for the customer, so and responding immediately, communicating regularly. And so we have commitments that we make to our customers, and those are commitments that we really enjoy here at Aflac, which I think it makes us unique.
Now, I want to hear an example for, I know that you've when we've spoken before, you've said transparency is probably the single most important element to you. Give me an example of a challenge that was internal at Aflac with the culture and how it was resolved and how that really manifested itself.
Well, certainly. So, you know, I've got a number of examples from the perspective of transparency. But when we have issues that come to us from a customer perspective, we don't just have those issues play themselves out with one employee. Many times those issues will come to a group of leaders that, especially if the issue shows up more than once in the organization, that issue rises up to the leadership. And what our goal is to make sure that we don't saddle our employees with trying to make decisions based on rules. What we want to do is we want to make sure that they make the right decision from a customer perspective. And so we have to make sure that they feel comfortable raising those issues to the leadership level so that we may have to change a rule or we may have to adjust something that we had done before for years because it makes no sense in today's environment, and we want to make sure that we're very customer focused. And so from my perspective, what really makes us very different is we truly utilize the information that comes from our specialists on the phones or at the customer, and we take in that information, whether it's from a distributor, a field agent, a broker, or from our call center specialists, and we utilize that information to recreate what Aflac is in the mind of the consumer. And we want the consumer to know us as the people who will be there in their time of need.
Okay, but there's a big challenge there because you're working with people who are not at the senior level unless you're getting them to communicate with the senior level executives. How do you do that?
Well, it actually starts with the culture. If the culture is one where people aren't afraid to communicate upward, then you really don't have that much of an issue. I walk out to our call center, and people don't have an issue coming up to talk to me. Dan Amos, our CEO, he goes out to our call centers, goes out to the field force. People don't have a problem talking with him because we've created a culture where we continue to communicate with everyone in the Aflac network because if we have a barrier to communication, then from my perspective, I don't want to lose sight of what's really going on at the ground level. I need to make sure that I understand because the decisions that I make every day impact that ground level as well. So I want to make sure the decisions I make are informed decisions.
Now, I know Dan well, and he's very approachable, and you are very approachable. Are there any unique practices you have that help people just open up and shoot straight?
Well, I think that it's really in what you do when they shoot straight. So one of the things, I have a couple of friends of mine who were asking me a similar question with regard to Teresa. You know, people don't want to share bad information with me. And I said, well, usually there's a reason people don't want to share bad information with you. And nine times out of ten, it's because the result of sharing that bad information was a bad experience on their behalf. And so what I try and do, and I think what Dan tries to do, is make sure that when people are sharing information, certainly we need to take that information in. We need to kind of honor the information that they put in front of us. And then just make a difference, help that information to make a difference in the lives of our policyholders or in the lives of our employees, and not shoot the messenger, for lack of a better term.
Ah, that's good. And I know there's the old saying that you guys use there that bad.
It's bad news doesn't get better with age.
There you go. Thank you. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the leaders of America who are changing the fabric of business. And we are today with Teresa White, who is the president of Aflac USA. So you have something unique there called one-day pay process. And it's really a very innovative company. Talk about that.
Well, one day pay is really homage. Homage to our policyholder. You know, as you all know, with the Affordable Care Act, you have many people who don't have the luxury of having dollars to pay when they're sick or hurt. And so what we want to do is we want to make sure that we're there in their time of need. And part of being there in their time of need is making sure that when they're owed money, when they have a claim, that we're able to pay it fast. And so we process, approve, and pay in one day. And, you know, I'm really excited about 2015. We had 1.2 million claims paid in one day. And so it's really, again, about making sure that clients have money in their hands when they need it most.
How could you do that logistically?
Well, logistically, we ask our policyholders to go into what we call a smart claim system. They put the information into the system, and we basically adjudicate those claims in one day. Now, obviously, they have to be valid claims, but at the end of the day, we had 1.2 million of them paid in 2015, and we expect to pay over almost 2 million in 2016 via that same process. And technology is a big piece of that.
Absolutely. This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show. We are speaking right now with Teresa White, who is the president of Aflac USA. Let's hear that. Aflac. Could you do it? There you go.
Oh, I think you did really well there, Robert.
We're about to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk with Teresa, and we're going to get insights about a really important issue, which is how women elevate to the president level. Back in a few.
Attention citizens, this man has received national attention for accurately predicting every major financial trend, including the market crash of 2008. His name is Harry Dent. And in his newly released book, he is making even bigger and bolder predictions that have the potential to devastate the world economy and your personal wealth. You can get a free copy of Harry Dent's bestseller, The Demographic Cliff, containing never-before-published information by simply visiting www.harrydentresearch.com. Again, that's www.harrydentresearch.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Today, more than ever, it's imperative that you protect your digital privacy. EDEC Digital Forensics Signal Blocking Anti-Radiation Anti-Surveillance Faraday Bags shield the contents of your phones, tablets, and key fobs from 4G, Wi-Fi, GPS, Bluetooth, NFC, and more. Find us at edecdf.com/radio or call us now at 805-222-4584. That's 805-222-4584. Radio listeners get 20% off your order.
This is David Cordani, CEO of Cigna. For more than 20 years, Cigna has worked with the March of Dimes to address premature births in the U.S. Premature births cause horrible suffering and cost billions of dollars each year. That's why Cigna is committed to raising funds and awareness through our employees, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies. Please join us in supporting the March for Babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Hi, my name is Nick Lupo. One World Whey has been by far the best protein that I've ever had. I take it 3 times a day, once in the morning as soon as I wake, once for a pre-workout snack, and once for a post-workout recovery drink. It has helped me transform and sculpt my body into what I have now. I began taking the product about 2 years ago, and boy, let me tell you, I'm in the best shape of my life. I've seen major muscle mass gains and have 0% body fat. I have had people in my gym ask if I compete in bodybuilding because of how lean and muscular I am. I used to suffer from everyday aches and pains from hard manual labor my whole life and arthritis that runs through my family. But One World Whey has helped me take that everyday pain from a 10 to a 3. Some days I feel no pain at all, just full of life and energy. It has also helped my skin look younger and healthier. Thank you, Synergistic Nutrition, for One World Way.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Teresa White, who is the president of Aflac USA, and we're going to talk more about leadership philosophy and moving up the ladder quickly, but first we're talking about this incredible culture at Aflac, and there's something that you've been deeply involved with called the Career Success Center. Why don't you share with that, because we have tons of, hundreds of thousands of entrepreneurs listening in, and maybe someone will get an idea that will elevate their business.
Oh, excellent. Well, you know, the premise of the Career Success Center is helping others, making sure that you're allowing your employees to continue to grow. And the belief here at Aflac is that if we take care of the employees, they'll take care of the business. And so the Career Success Center, we started in December 2014, and at the end of December 2015, we had over 1,000 one-on-one sessions with mentors in the Career Success Center. And so the whole point of the Career Success Center is to give people an opportunity to understand what resources that they have here at Aflac, online or one-on-one, to advance their careers. We, you know, we talk real at the Career Success Center. We have a session called Real Talk where employees have discussions with leaders that really talk about issues like promotion and why you may not be receiving a promotion. It talks about how you need to interact with leadership and what leadership cares about. So Career Success Center is a great opportunity for employees to really get insight into what other jobs are here at Aflac and, you know, whether those are jobs that they're excited about or whether they should move into other roles.
Teresa, you're talking about how people grow their careers on the Career Success Center, but how about you? You have grown in a mostly male-dominated industry. You've succeeded up to being president. What were some of the challenges you faced, and what was your secret sauce in how you succeeded?
You know, that's a very interesting question, Robert. I'll tell you, I have this thing that I call the well. And the well is where people go to drink. And I often tell people that, you know, what you want to be to your organization is the well. When they get thirsty, you want to be able to solve their problems and give them something to drink. And I think every time I think about my career here with Aflac, I think about making sure that I put myself in the position to provide insight to solve problems for the organization. And by saying that, when I'm mentoring people, I say, are you the well? Are you somebody who is helping someone and you're giving them a drink when they're thirsty? Or are you someone who is taking from them? And so when you ask, how have I moved into my position? I basically take I look at it from the perspective of making sure that I can provide insight, I can provide resolution to issues, and I can help the organization grow. Now, as far as issues that I may have had, and in doing so, many of those issues become self-imposed issues. They're things that, you know, I myself control, my work-life balance, my ability to make sure that I'm providing the appropriate insight at the appropriate levels and that type of thing. But I really don't look at it as an issue that sits outside of the, you know, myself. It is something that I control.
That is fascinating. Frankly, I have never heard the whale, and what a concept. Are there any other things that can help women succeed? I know we have right now 26 Fortune 500 women. And my personal goal, and it's been stated publicly, is we need as America to have at least 50. And that's only 10%. Any other things that you would recommend to women? And the whale is a terrific one.
Well, the whale certainly. But another thing that I do, especially with women, is there are a number of issues that come up day to day. I have two children, and they're grown now, but as I was raising my children and as I was really building my career, one of the things that I wanted to do is be conscious about the time that I spent at home, the time that I spend on the job. And I literally had to take another, you know, pill by saying, look, if I'm at home, I need to make sure that my iPhone is in the bowl. And
in the bowl?
In the bowl.
I love it.
And basically, it was my way of telling my husband, telling my children that when the iPhone is in the bowl, that meant that they had my undivided attention. Because so many times as executives and as people who are moving up in the ranks, those iPhones and Blackberries stayed very close, and you can tend to look down at them more than you need to. So my way of making sure that I was checking in, that I plugged in when I went home, is to make sure that my phone was in the bowl.
Now, this is philosophical. There's not an actual bowl everyone puts their phone in, is there? I just want to check.
Well, I actually had to have a physical bowl because, now, for me, it was about the making sure that my husband saw it because he and I had conversations, and he was tired of telling me, are you paying attention to me or are you paying attention to your phone? So I physically had a little decorative bowl over to the side, and I would allow my phone to ring in the bowl, which he would look up, and he would say, oh, well, go ahead. That's your phone. You need to answer. And I said, oh, no. This is your time now. So for me, it was a physical bowl.
Do you know, I'm going to try that with my family tonight. What a brilliant idea. Any other leadership style advice to people? Because these are great ones.
I think another leadership style advice from me would be really accountability and results. One thing that I am trying to really push in this culture is making sure that we're not afraid of accountability and that we don't get paid on effort. We get paid on results. And I think about it like, a football game. Nobody cares what happened in the third quarter, and they don't care that you came back by, 14 points. What they care about is the score at the end of the game. And so we've got to make sure that we don't get too tied up in the events and activities leading up to we need a score at the end of the game. And so that's one thing that I tell leaders all the time.
And right here we have to end the interview, but great having you on the show, Teresa. This is Teresa White, president of Aflac USA. Remember, be the whale, put those phones in the bowl, be accountable, have results, and be transparent. Great having you on the CEO show.
Thank you, Robert. Great being here.
so you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shot the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health issue and company and other factors. Not available in all states.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Removing bad taste and odor from your drinking water is easy. Removing the bad stuff you don't taste is what ProPure does best. Water the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. See the complete line of ProPure countertop, inline gravity, and household water filtration products. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Joe Flamieri. How are you, Joe?
Good, Robert. It's nice to be with you again.
And Joe is the vice chairman of First Data. So talk about the model of First Data, which is a leader in transactions, about 23,000 employees, over $11 billion in revenue.
What this company has always been is the leader in transactions. In the issuing of credit cards and the processing of credit cards through banks and through other means. What we did when we came in here a year and a half ago is to say that you minimize yourself if you're just in the payments business, rather than look at yourself as the business that you should be in, which is the business of helping people grow their business. So if we have 6 million merchants who accept and process our cards and use our processing. And when you look at the amount of swipes we have on a per second basis, 2,000 swipes per second, you say that's a pretty big business. But if you enlarge that to say, I'm a small business owner, and I would like it to be easier to run my business, what could you do for me to run my business? Well, first thing I could do is instead of you swiping with a terminal, I can give you a point-of-sale device that's Android-operated in the cloud, so I can give you lots of applications, so you can track employees, you can use QuickBooks in it, and it's a new-age type of a way to run your business, because small businesses have never been taught how to run small businesses. They just have a passion for the business. Nobody's ever taught them to run their business. So the new First Data is not only in the processing business, it's not only in the issuing of card business, but it's in the business of analyzing data so that you can understand who your customers are and what you can do for your customers to make it a better experience. You can analyze your customers from the point of view of loyalty, because loyalty means everything. If Robert comes in my store and all of a sudden a beacon shows that Robert's been here before and Robert buys cappuccinos and he's bought 1,000 cappuccinos, I say, hello, Robert. Thanks for buying all those cappuccinos. This one's on me. So I've taken the payments business and the data and the information and the loyalty and the gifting of all of the things you can do to help you grow your business from what was the payments business, which it still is, to now the business of helping you grow your business.
And that's what everyone needs. We have hundreds of thousands of listeners listening in. And that's the key, turning to customer experience. So talk about what your role is as vice chairman, and you've been the CEO of several companies in the past, from Willis, Citibank, Primerica, Smith Barney, a lot of companies. I can't even keep track of how many. But what is your real role as vice chairman, and what's most important for you to achieve?
The real question, Robert, because you've known me so many years, how did I go from chairman to vice chairman? I mean, I've been chairman for 28 years, now I'm a vice chairman. What is that crazy title? When I left Willis, as you know, my partner at Willis was KKR. KKR hired me in 2000 when they did a leveraged buyout of Willis, and we had a great run, and the people at KKR were friends of mine. They got out of their investment in 2005. I stayed until 2013. So what I decided to do when I left Willis was to take some time off, write a book, think about things, see what I wanted to do, because I felt that I was in the last three innings of the game, statistically. I'm a baseball fan. Most runs are scored in the last three innings of a game.
Is that
so
true?
That's a true statistic.
Wow.
And I still had three
not
innings
left. Not against the Yankees relief pitcher.
No, not this year. So I said, just as great. I still have lots of runs that I'm going to score. I still got three innings left. And I'm a baseball fan. The most dramatic, most wonderful thing in all of sport is a walk-off home run.
Right.
So I was looking for a walk-off home run in the last three innings of the game. So Henry Kravitz says to me, why don't you become a senior advisor at KKR? I said, that's great. I know you guys, and they're terrific people at KKR and great partners. They own First Data. They bought First Data in 2007. It hadn't gone well. The economic collapse was not good for the business if you were only in the payments business. That's why I said, if you minimize yourself, you got to spread, you got to ask yourself, what business are you in? Like, you know my baseball teams, Robert. If you said to me, Joe, are you in a baseball business? I would say, no, I'm not in the baseball business. I'm in the entertainment business. It's not about baseball. I can control entertainment. I can control how you
That's
feel.
Great.
So if you want to go to the ball game, you go to the ball game. If you see me and I say, how did you do? If you tell me to score, you didn't get my product. If you tell me I had a great time, then you got my product. I can control that. So you got to always ask, what business are you in? So when I saw First Data, and Henry said, would you please go on the board of First Data? Would you help out Frank? Frank Bisignano, who's the chairman and CEO, worked with me at Shearson 35 years ago. So Frank and I are good friends. He says to me, what do you think? Take a look at the place. Tell me what we ought to do. I tell him I think we ought to be in the business of helping people grow their business. And then when you do that, all the world opens up to you.
That's the question. Know what business you're in.
So when you're a CEO, you got to ask yourself the question, what business am I in? And a lot of people don't ask that question. Once you understand what business you're in, the whole world changes. Your whole demographic changes. The way you go about things changes. So I always ask, what business you in? And it startles people because it should be obvious. Like if you make toothpaste, you're in the toothpaste business. Not necessarily. You may be in the business of helping people make their fat mouth feel better. It's an entirely different way of looking at business. When I was at Willis, I wasn't in the insurance business. I was in the business of helping people protect their risk. That was the business. That's a different business than buying insurance at a rate. So every business that I've been in, I always looked at it differently, which meant I organized it differently. So coming here to me was not necessarily be vice chairman. It was, let me go in and see if I could help Frank take this waterfront property, wonderful waterfront property, it's been around so long that has seen its worst days, but now looked at differently. This is waterfront property that's really expensive. You've seen houses on a waterfront that have not been taken care of that don't look good. But you got somebody come in and say, oh, wait a minute. This is great property. I fixed this house. Man, I can make this really beautiful. All the ships go by. They say, look at that house. It used to be look like this. Now it looks like that. That's why, so I'm here. Frank was already here. And I said, geez, I'd love to take things that were worth X and to make them worth X plus plus. But more importantly, everybody turn around and say, look what that company's done for me. Look what that company has done for me and my family to help me grow my business. And it doesn't matter what title I have. What matters is what effect and difference that I can have. And I'm having a lot of fun doing it.
This is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, where we interview the CEOs who have reinvented the fabric of America. We're here today with Joe Plumeri, who is the vice chairman of First Data. But more than that, you mentioned a book, and I have to tell you, this book is unbelievable. The Power to Be Yourself. You know, I've read over 1,000 books. It is completely authentic. And the stories you have, you actually teach people how to make money and how to grow. But I want to start with one story. You mentioned baseball. You have 2 minutes before break, but your grandfather in 1927.
Right.
Just
right.
Tell that story.
My grandfather wanted to be American. He came from Sicily in 1892 on the Victoria, I might add. As I'm talking to you, Robert, I'm looking at Ellis Island and I'm looking at the Statue of Liberty at the same time. So this is a meaningful spot for me. This is why I took this office. This is my grandfather and the Statue of Liberty. And I almost cry when I look at both of them. They're iconic. My grandfather gets here, he wants to become Americanized, and he asks people how he can become American. They say, you got to get involved in baseball. Yeah, it ain't about baseball. And so he figures out that the biggest star in the world is Babe Ruth. In 1927, Babe Ruth hit 60 home runs. So to make a long story short, he decides he wants to convinced Babe Ruth to barnstorm. For people who don't know what barnstorm means, that means go from town to town and play baseball so that you can take your show on the road, so to speak, like the circus. He convinces Babe Ruth by taking 10 $100 bills that he borrowed for 2 hours, show them. He stood outside the clubhouse to get Babe Ruth's attention. Babe Ruth said, "What's that?" He says, "I'll give you this if you come around the country with me and barnstorm after the season is over." Long story short, there's a picture of my grandfather picking up Babe Ruth in the book at the Trenton train station before they played the famous game in Trenton, all because he had purpose, he had passion, he had vision, and that's what we need to get back to in this country.
That's right. And this book, the name of the book is?
The Power of Being Yourself.
And it's all about being yourself. Incredible stories. We're about to take a break now. When we come back, we're going to hear some more stories. And I'm telling you all, if you're going on Amazon now, buy that book. I could not put it down. I read it in one reading.
Thank you.
Back in a few.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Ted Anderson telling you about Jordan Rubin's Beyond Organic Green-Fed Raw Cheddar Artesian Cheese featuring whole milk created through ancient dairy breeding. Unpasteurized, untreated whole milk on the same farm the cows graze. Containing natural sources of omega-3s, CLA protein, calcium, probiotics, and enzymes. I have never tasted cheese this good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
You haven't experienced yogurt until you've tried Amasi, embodying health and flavor in a true whole milk, green-fed dairy beverage. Every sip pays homage to our old-world cows and the ancient culturing methods their milk benefits from. With over 30 probiotics, Amasi's undeniably nutritious, refined, cultured sensation bolsters your health and awakens your passion for dairy. Amasi's so good, and you need to try it. Contact your Youngevity distributor or call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy. Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
Hi, this is Robert Reese on the CEO Show, and we're here today with Joe Plumeri. Joe, we were talking about you've been CEO 3-4 times, but this book you wrote, and it's incredible. You know one story I want you to tell.
Yeah.
2008
yeah.
was a really tough year for a couple of reasons, and you did what I thought was the greatest negotiation ever, where you turned the Sears Tower into the Willis Tower yeah. to bring prominence to your insurance company. Just walk through that.
In 2008, I probably did the worst financial transaction I ever made in my life. I didn't know I was making it because the world happened to fall apart after I made it. But it was June 2008. We needed better presence in North America. So I bought a company called Hillbro Gallon Hobbs for $2.1 billion. Had it financed, going to use some equity, was going to finance the rest at pretty decent rates in the 5 to 6.5% range. You do your modeling against what you think you can make in revenues, against the debt costs, etc., etc., and you do the deal. Well, between June when the announcement took place, June 12th, 2008, and October 14th of 2008, the world fell apart. Lehman went down, AIG went down, they were all going down. Bank of America, who was my bank that financed this deal, had a huge bridge loan of $500 million out there that was going to be termed out the following August. So I had a bridge loan that was going to be termed in August. I had the credit markets that were closing. I had a bank that was in trouble. And not only that, Robert, that was October. In November, my oldest son died. So I had, if you asked me if there was a 6-month period of my life that had to be the most memorable for lots of different reasons, it would have been that. If anybody had an excuse, not that you should have, to go find a hole and to go jump in it, it would have been me. But that's not the way I'm built. That's not the way I roll. I look at adversity and I say, if you overcome adversity, you're going to get to the other side. You're going to win. You're going to feel better. I remember Bill Bradley, Senator Bill Bradley, who was on my board, saying to me, Joe, why don't you take some time off after my son died? I said, the worst thing I could do is to take time off. I said, I'm going to work even harder. It happens that because of the deal, we had 5 offices in Chicago. I needed to find space to integrate all the offices, merge all the offices. So culturally and financially, it became good in Chicago. the place where they had the most space was the Sears Tower, because most people's leases were running out. When they ran out, they would leave because they thought the next terrorist attack would be the Sears Tower, because it was the tallest building in the Western Hemisphere. I thought that this was a great opportunity. Anytime there is unrest, anytime there's some unsettling, anytime there's adversity, that's the time when things can happen.
Did you hear that, guys? When there's challenges, that's the time, as you always say, to play in traffic.
In traffic. This is when you play. Because when there's adversity and there's unrest, people will listen. Things move. When things don't move, you can't change things. But when things are moving around and things aren't going well, that's when you have the opportunity to be able to affect change. So I talked to the guy. The building was less than 70% occupied. He says to me, I got room. I said, I know you have room. I want 150,000, 200,000 square feet. We negotiate. Make a long story short, but it's a great story when I have more time, $14.50 a square foot. Now, anybody knows, even if you're listening to me in Des Moines, Iowa, that that's pretty cheap space. In the Sears Tower in Chicago, and it was the 18th and 19th floor. He said to me, do you have a deal now? I said, no, we don't have a deal. Not exactly. Those are the words I used. He says, what do you want now? Yeah, I gave it to you for dirt cheap. I said, the problem with the building is that it's a jinx, the name. I said, they hear Sears, they worry about terrorists, they think the attack is going to happen, they're going to move out, they're not going to move in. You got to give it a new name. You got to give it a positive name, a new sense of something different that's the future, not the past. He says, what's that? I said, Willis.
And
nobody knew Willis. I mean, it was a British company. Nobody knew Willis in the United States that much. So he comes back the next day and he says, okay, I'll do it, but you got to pay me $1 million a year in naming rights. I said, it's a deal if you pay me $1 million in revenue, because you need to buy insurance from somebody, buy it from me. So
we do
the deal. We dedicate the building July 16th, 2009.
Yeah, we're lucky.
I'm looking at it as I speak. And that night, I'm on NBC Nightly News, and Brian Williams says to me, how after all these years, it's called the Sears Tower, you show up, and it's called the Willis Tower? I said, I asked. And I said, look, if you feel that anything is possible, if in your core you feel positive and optimistic and have self-esteem and you think anything can happen, then you're going to ask. Most people don't ask because they don't think it's possible, and that has to change.
So we know when there's opportunities, when things are bad, it's the time to make things happen and to ask. Is your advice to CEOs and your advice to politicians what everyone could do to make America better? And we should all, by the way, get that book. That's for starters.
Thank you. What you need to do is to have a clear vision of where you want to take the country, your city, your state, and share that vision with everybody. If you're a CEO of a company, you got to have a vision. I talk about it in Grandma's House. And that vision, by the way, is not shaped by a poll or a survey or what they think is popular. That vision is shaped by what you think in your heart is important for people, important for yourself, important for everybody to understand. So it's in the greatest good for everybody, and be transparent about it and have integrity about that feeling, and then paint that picture. And if you paint that picture with sincerity and authenticity, people will want to get on that boat. They'll want to help you get on that boat if they feel that they're all contributing to it and they're all part of that beautiful ride, whether you're a politician or whether you're a CEO. If they see it in your heart and in your eyes, because they know that you believe it and that you feel it, they will join you, they will follow you, and they will want to get to the top of the mountain with you. And that's what we need today. We need a Mandela-esque figure that can... when you go to South Africa, as I have, and you look at the way it is today, and you were there 30 years ago, and you see the way it was there, and you say, how did that happen? It happened by a leader that people followed because he felt that the future was better than the past because he believed in it.
Final advice to CEOs.
Read The Power of Being Yourself. Be authentic every day. Show up with a purpose. Have a vision. That vision has to be tied to an emotion. The emotion has to be tied to a purpose. The purpose and the emotion equals passion.
There you go. Great having you on the CEO show. Joe Plumeri.
Thank you, Robert. Thank you.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.